Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Blue reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Grubb and he is out. Cecil applying the tag. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Melillo moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Levy steals second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Self reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Self scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Blue reaches second base with a double. Fothergill scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Blue scores. Cecil moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Self hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Self reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive towards short. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Jenkins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Jones moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Nap Klaza pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Nap Klaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaza hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blais Holder now pitching. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blaya Holder. Cecil moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Self reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Anderson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive towards third. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.